This episode of MMA Nuts is brought to you by
NordVPN. Get advanced security, internet freedom, and complete privacy. Save 73% off the 2-year plan plus 4 months free with code MMA Nuts.
Wild Alaskan Company. Healthy, affordable, convenient fish sent right to your door. Save $25 off with code BIGFISH25. Wheel Hero. Get the lowest prices on steel and alloy wheels. Save $90 off on wheel plus tire package with code MMA90. Prolon, nourish your body with healthy plant-based ingredients that have been backed by science. Save 15% off with code FIT.
Defense Soap, everyday soaps for everybody. Use code MMA Nuts to save 15% off your order.
Hey fans, this is MMA Nuts episode 650.
650.
My name's Ingo Weigel.
Magrath, MMA Show, by MMA fans, for MMA fans, walk the line between serious and ridiculous. He's pounding the herbal teas.
Herbal tea, baby.
Loaded with honey and jizz. I don't know.
Yeah. I mean,
the jizz of bees. Honey.
You got me on that one. Mm. Yes, drinking some herbal tea. I've been doing this quite a bit lately, and I like it a lot. It's
good relaxing. For the throat. Coats the throat, you know.
Yeah, as long at this age, I got to be careful. If I drink too much liquid before I go to bed, and I'm up in the middle, and I have to go to the bathroom. So it's like a weird line, but the herbal tea is cool because you kind of chill. It's not as boring as straight water, you know.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, it's not as gay as water. Water's a little gay.
Exactly.
Gotta add flavor to it. Hence, whatever the fuck I'm drinking.
Your piss wasser.
Yeah, it's something. Purple piss.
Oh man.
It's all good. It's a great way to start the show. Mm-hmm. So, where should we start?
I don't know. Where do we begin? Good question. Do you want to talk about
fights this weekend? What? We had a UFC. We had PFL versus Bellator's. Let's start with the UFC and Mexico.
Yes.
First, I'm going to pull up. I got to pull up two things.
I got some footage of the brawl in the stands. Are we allowed to show that?
Yeah, I got it right here. There's two good angles. I got to turn. The volume is so jacked up, though. It was wild because you don't typically see fights like this in the fucking stand. So the first one, the guy to watch is in the black hat over here. He's just dropping people.
He's a big dude. Damn.
And then the alternate angle. Wow. It's just better because he just left hook Larry over here just fucking just murdering fools. And he's like, my fucking hat. Chica tu madre! Hijo de puta!
Man, that guy got the worst of it. He got his sleeve ripped off. He said, good Lord. You know, the funny part about this thing to me always is they had to have paid a fortune for those seats.
So sure.
It's like, why would you be fighting? Right. It's just really stupid.
32 pesos. I don't know what the exchange rate is, but
I think it's still around 8 pesos to a dollar or something.
Yeah. And then crazier thing, Dana White said, he was talking about the fights in the crowd. He said, there's no security. He says, the fight went on until the fight was over. I've never seen any shit like that in my life. And he's seen some shit. It's Mexico.
Yeah, I think
it the last time they were there? Weren't they throwing bottles?
Because
I think Bisbing and the fuck's the other announcer, Fitzgerald, they were diving under the booth. Bisbing stood up. He's like, fuck you. Hit me with a bottle, motherfucker. If you're Modelo.
Rough crowd.
Yeah. Or now, are they serving? Is Bud Light being served everywhere since they're the official sponsor?
Bud Light?
Yeah.
Probably. But Corona, right? If they still drink that. Modelo. Modelo's good, too.
Never had it.
No.
We'll never have it either, unfortunately.
It tastes taste it. Corona or any other Mexican
Corona. Lager. La cerveza más fina de Mexico.
It's a great, like, beer to have, like, if you just mowed the grass and you're sweaty.
Whoa.
And you want to have a little beer.
I don't know what you're doing. This guy's manscaping over there.
That's right. Mowing the grass.
Out of control.
That's right. So yeah, brawls in the stands, crazy chaos in the stands.
Yeah, let's start with probably the only fight I really want to talk about. Yair Rodriguez, Brian Ortega. It was weird.
So Ortega's warming up in his corner and he fucking rolls his ankle, jumping up and down.
He does.
Well, what are we doing here? And I think he had to pray to God or something in the corner to make sure mm-hmm. he could still deliver. But the first round, not so great for Ortega. He ate a lot of punishment. I think he got chopped twice.
Got his
so
nose
basically,
busted.
Yeah, you could see. And his eye got kind of ganked. But there's a marked difference in stand-up between the two. But yep. then you see round two and three, there's a marked difference in the jiu-jitsu between the two. Because as soon as Ortega gets Yair down, it's like fish out of water. He had some strikes off his back, but he's not threatening submissions. And Ortega is just all over him. I think he ended the second round on top. And the third round, once again, gets the takedown, gets the arm triangle, and then he taps him. And then there was weird drama, too, between him and Mark Goddard, because he didn't let go of the submission right away. So... And then Goddard's like, what the fuck? I told you to let go. And Brad's like
hey, man.
Oh, amen. And they said after the fight, I guess something happened where he couldn't hear. And he was just so dialed in. And he's like, I'm not fucking letting go. And then finally realized, because he was just dialed in. He was just in that fucking fight mode zone.
Or concussed.
It could that too. Right?
It could be that he was concussed from the beating he took in the first round.
He took a lot of punishment. He usually takes a lot of punishment.
He does.
But he's tough as fuck, and he kind of Homer Simpson them and took the punishment, came back, and
sure did.
Finished him off. And then I don't know if he's gonna get the next title shot. Cause he seemed more willing to let Volkanovski get a rematch than wanting to step over Volk. So he's being respectful, but you know, I think Volk needs some time off. I wouldn't mind seeing Ortega step up.
I would like it.
Yeah.
I would like it.
And then did you want to talk about any other fights on that card?
Nah.
The flyweights, I don't fucking hate them. So I refuse
Royval
to talk
beats
about them.
Moreno, right? But I mean, whatever.
There you go.
They combine total weigh 180 pounds. So
exactly.
It's like two ants fighting two little
ants. And then did you see Merab got into it with a fan in the stands?
No. What I did not see that. What happened? Go. Ooh. Ooh, hey now.
It's like, whoa.
Excuse me.
Hey now.
You are assaulting me with your
restlesses
memories. Assault.
That's assault, brother.
Assault with two deadly weapons.
Yeah, I was gonna say that's a double assault. Jesus Christ.
Absolutely.
Good for him. Good for her. Speaking of double assaults, let's do a little sponsor action.
Yes. Brought to you by Manscaped. 2024 is here in full swing, and that means it's time for New Year's resolution check-in with our friends at Manscaped.
Nice. Sounds like a newsflash.
It's never too late to level up your grooming game and keep your bush tamed. Manscaped's new Lawnmower 5.0 Ultra is every man's cheat code to look good, feel good, and turn the page on confidence this year. Whether you're going for a trim or that clean-shaven look, this trimmer has you covered. Trusted by over 10 million men worldwide. Now is your time to get a grip on your grooming with our exclusive offer. Go to manscaped.com/MMANuts for 20% off and free shipping. The ball is dropped, but don't drop the ball on your balls.
That's right. Let's face it, revolutions and resolutions might come and go, but a well-groomed you is here to stay. Thanks to Manscaped.
And remember, you can get 20% off, free shipping, manscaped.com/MMANuts. Embrace a new you, and definitely embrace a new trimmer, courtesy of Manscaped.
Word.
Word is the bird. This episode is also brought to you by Lucy, made for your nicotine routine and delivered straight to your door. 100% pure nicotine, always tobacco-free. Choose your form, pouches, breakers, or gum. Choose your strength, 2 milligram to 12 milligram. 2 milligrams suitable for someone who uses nicotine infrequently. 48 is more likely to satisfy if you have an everyday routine. 12 milligram might be for you if you've been underwhelmed by the effects of other nicotine pouches and you just want to go. You want to go for it.
That's right. If you're a man, you use 12.
Let's go for it. Choose your flavor, mint, apple ice. Ooh, that sounds delicious. Espresso, mango, and more. Save yourself from the weekly gas station stop and sign up for a monthly subscription where you can save 20% off with the code FIT20. No commitment. You can cancel anytime.
That's right. Let's level up your nicotine routine with Lucy. Go to lucy.co/fit20 and use promo code FIT20 to get 20% off your first offer. Lucy offers free shipping and has a 30-day refund policy if you change your mind. That's lucy.co and use code FIT20 to get 20% off and always free shipping. And here comes the fine print. Lucy products are only for adults of legal age, and every order is age verified. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical. Right, like that. Back to the show.
It can be. It can be. Yeah.
All right. AFL versus Bellator's.
Yeah, I guess we can go there. That's fine. Can we talk about Ryan Bader and Renan Ferreira? It lasted 21 seconds.
I know about other things that last about 21 seconds.
Yeah. So,
but did you see the size difference between these motherfuckers? Let's show this. Holy fuck.
I don't know what we can show.
The face off.
No. Yeah. Like, I mean,
look at the size difference. This reminds me of the David versus Goliath days.
Good for Bader. He's ballsy, but it didn't go well for him. So, yes. And, you know, for sending a message to Francis Ngannou.
Yeah, like, come get some.
Come get some if you want some. I mean, it's hard to tell from 21 seconds worth of work what we're talking about here, right? Yeah. So,
you know.
Pretty nasty. Yeah, I never know if we can show those PFL highlights.
Yeah, I think Bellator has always been cool with it, but PFL owns them, so we'll test it out, see what happens. Don't it's on their Twitter feed, just showing Twitters.
Right. Be nice to us, people.
That is, but you know, I know you're saying that too, that the winner is supposed to face Hanan is going to face Francis when he comes back to MMA, but how does that make any fucking sense for Francis? If you're making 20 million of boxing match, why the fuck would you come back to MMA?
I mean, there's no point. Financially makes no sense. The whole reason he left is because he wanted to get paid what he was worth. So why would he go back to not getting paid what he's worth? Doesn't make sense.
Exactly.
A higher risk for injury too, you know?
Yeah, like just box. You've proved you. I mean, I think he beat Tyson Fury and got robbed in the decision, but now he set himself up for if he wins this next fight, then he can rematch Tyson again and just make more bank and more bank. Like, come back to MMA. Come back to MMA when you can't get the boxing money. Right. And you probably don't even need it at this point. I mean, one or two boxing matches, you know, $30, $40 million. And depending upon where you're fighting, how much tax. I don't even know how that works. If you're fighting over in another country, like, how much do you get taxed?
I wonder. Well, that's a great question. If you make the money abroad, I wonder, I think you'd get taxed.
There's some
abroad.
Tax rate. Yeah.
I don't think they tax you here, wherever, like the US isn't going to tax you for money you make in another country, I don't think. Or where's he from? Ghana? France? No.
Fuck if I remember. Maybe Africa.
So yeah, I don't know. He's making that big paper. I don't see any.
Because I know, yeah, he is. And I know, like, Major League Baseball, because they're fucking playing games in goddamn every state. They get taxed at the rate of the state. So their paychecks are actually variable, which is crazy when you think about it. So it's the same thing with fighters. Like, obviously, you don't want to fight in fucking California. They're going to take a massive chunk of your pay, but you could fight in Texas would be nice. Nevada. Mm-hmm. I don't think they're taking any out if, yeah, Florida.
Everyone's
so it's just weird. We'll see what goes on with that. Did you hear Volk's coach talking about his last fight?
No. What did he say?
He says Alex was going through the game plan, was finding his range, and started to touch Ilya up. I was disappointed by the result, knowing that Alex has a much better skill set. We knew coming into this fight, Ilya had a puncher's chance, and he got that punch. What do you think about that?
I don't know. Like, I did think he was doing well until shit didn't go well. So I don't. Puncher's chance. I mean, I don't know that I wasn't there when they game planned against Volk. Like, maybe they were just preparing for that, waiting, you know, because you hear that sometimes, like, you're waiting for just the right setup to get the, you know, to get the finish kind of thing. And I don't know. If, I think if you get tagged up and you get KO'd or whatever, could be luck. But I'm going to say at this level, probably not luck, you know?
No,
So.
and I don't think there was that much of a skill difference. They're talking like the Volk's gonna win 99% of the time and fucking Ilya's gonna
No,
win 1%.
it's a
And that
toss-up.
1% is a puncher's chance. Like the chance, puncher's chance is what I gave Francis Ngannou when he was going to boxing to fight Tyson Fury. It was the same thing, like Conor McGregor boxing Floyd Mayweather. Puncher's chance. That is fucking puncher's chance. And
Yes.
MMA, it's not fucking puncher's chance. It's not in this case, not at all. Because I thought he was pretty dominant in that fight. And then you're gonna say puncher's chance. That's
Yeah.
horseshit from the coach. So
Just
did you
trying to make
see
nice.
one more Volk? I know. One more Volk thing, and I'll throw it back to you. Do you see someone got a tattoo of Old Man Volk already?
Oh, God. That's crazy. Is that real? People actually do that?
Yeah.
Oh, he's got a, what's that? He got that.
Adesanya on the bottom, it looks like.
Okay. It's kind of crazy.
Gay is
I
what
think
some
you're gonna
people would
regret that
say.
shit like later in life. Got another dead
Well,
dude tattooed on your body. It's
I'm
weird.
gonna guess that guy probably doesn't live that much longer. I'm gonna guess he's on a 2-year plan. That's my thinking. If you're getting like shit like that tattooed on you, probably not long for this world.
Going for broke.
Yeah. You're rolling fucking dice every day.
Switching gears. So I
Yes.
want to talk about this. Did you see Fubo TV? They filed a $1 billion lawsuit, which because
Oh, that's fun.
against Disney, Fox, and Warner Brothers, because they're
Okay.
what they're trying to do is
Fubo.
create a streaming service that's going to basically combine all of their major stuff, you know, ESPN, Fox,
Right.
TNT, all that shit. And Fubo is saying that all of these companies, all three of these companies, have consistently engaged in anti-competitive practices, and they're
Okay.
aiming to monopolize the market, and that by joining together, it just creates like this superpower that they shouldn't have that, and it would affect their business model and if render them ineffective in like getting partnerships and things, because this is be so big compared to anything else. I don't know if they're going to be successful. This seems like it's in its early stages, but they are trying to stop it as of
Guess
right now.
what? They have what is cable then?
Good question.
Doesn't cable have every fucking channel in the world? How is that not a monopoly?
They do, but I think this streaming thing is interesting. Like, we talked about this, I think, a couple of weeks back. Like, I turned on Netflix the other day and I was like trying to watch something and it says 6 p.m. and I'm like, what? Like, oh, it's not a on, like, this is actually a live event happening later tonight. It was like the Screen Actor Guild Award or something. I don't know, some shit. And I think these streaming things are, I think there's a lot of power there because people are not doing the cable thing as much anymore, especially like at these,
No.
there's a lot of power, and it's like jockeying for space before it becomes like the only game in town. So, because Fubo is huge, you know, people, they do a lot of soccer and shit, especially here in the US. It's one of the few ways you can watch like European or whatever soccer. So I don't know. We'll see what happens here with all that, but
Yeah,
I
well,
think
I
they're not
was
going to
just
stop them.
no, it's gonna happen, but again, with that happening, they're becoming their own cable company again. Because
Yes.
now you're consolidating everybody. And
Correct.
that's what cable was. So I don't know
Same
if.
business model.
Yeah, like just consolidate everything. And well, that was the problem with cable when it came out. It was to get away from fucking commercials and advertising. That was how they sold it. And then they lied. And then they added all the ads in. And now, like, we'll see what happens with all this shit. But again, it still amazes me that. Like if you watch regular TV, that people are still paying to advertise on a regular TV show. Like who the fuck is actually watching a show live? Unless it's a sporting event, that's the only thing I would pay money. If I'm advertising something, I'm just putting my money on sports as far as ads.
Yeah.
And probably even a fucking Super Bowl if you could afford it, because That's probably where you're getting the most bang for your buck.
I think that's still the best marketing investment, because 100+ million people guaranteed to see that commercial. People actually watch those commercials, you know, the Super Bowl, I should say.
Yeah, and if you do good, then they still talk about it days and weeks, like the Dunkin' fucking Donuts commercial and how they did the tracksuits with that. And they sold out the tracksuits in like 22 minutes or something ridiculous.
Oh, yeah.
And then they released more footage. Like, here's more commercials. It was behind the scenes and blah, blah, blah. Like, that was smart. They did a great job. Not everyone's going to hit that, but, you know, take a shot.
That's right. Take the shot.
Speaking of shots, I don't know what the fuck. I know. Here we go. I'm talking like Joe Biden right now. Blah, 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 blah. The WWE and the UFC are owned by the same company now. So now we're starting to see some of the crossover fucking stuff. Okay. So Michael Chandler was calling out Conor McGregor on Monday Night Raw the other night.
No like, shit.
That was kind of weird. I didn't want to watch whatever he said because I don't participate in that fucking shenanigans. And then I saw another clip of Ty Tuivasa was sitting ringside at one of the WWE events, and one of the wrestlers got a shoe thrown to him with a beer in it, and then he grabbed one and they both did shoeies at the side of the ring. I'm like, what That's are awesome. We doing here? So it looks like we're getting that crossover starting to happen, but weird. It's just weird. And again, with Chandler, how long do you fucking wait for Conor McGregor?
I don't think I don't think he's not going to fight. I mean, I had a comment I was going to read later, but I'll do it now. Matt Brown was asked about this, and his is pretty much what we were saying. He's like, it's pretty obvious what's going on with Conor. I don't think it's some mystical fucking Nostradamus shit. The dude's got hundreds of millions in the bank. Why would you fight if you had hundreds of millions in the bank? He's never going to get back to a belt. Like, there's no point. There's no point. So I don't think he's fighting ever again. I think it's all hype and hoopla and smoke and mirrors, and it's not happening.
No, I think him training is just cosmetics, right? Like, look at me, I'm fucking training.
Yes, to stay beautiful.
Yeah, but it's not to fight, because you want to be hungry or you're going to get killed in there, because the other guy you're fighting wants what you have, and he's going to be way hungrier. So if I'm Chandler, take a fucking fight. What's going to happen? Like that Conor fight, he's been, I think, sitting out for a year plus.
Yep.
I got to cough. Okay. Where's my goddamn mute button?
Mute that shit. I'll talk while you cough.
Okay.
Are you okay?
You
didn't die on us, did you?
No, it's just a hiv. You know. Not yet.
So John Jones, real quick, since we're talking about guys.
Yeah.
There's a video of him. I think he's like overseas somewhere in Europe.
I think maybe Thailand.
Or sorry, Thailand. I think it's a different clip. Yes, he's in Thailand and he's demonstrating the technique that he used against Daniel Cormier. Right. Yes. There's no, for some reason, I don't have audio on this. But
no, you don't want audio because I think there's sound in this, like music in the background.
Gotcha. So he's like showing how he's locking up with him, right? Here he is. And how smart he is. So you can kind of see that from that fight, like when you're locking horns, how it says he wants to, he's talking about like being able to hold balance.
Mm-hmm.
And you're just kind of in there, and there's so much going on in these little exchanges, because if you don't do martial arts on TV, it maybe doesn't look like there's like, he's so intelligent with all of this. And even down to the grip, right? And using his momentum again. This is a little bit of what we used to do in Krav Maga, right? Like the whole thing. he looks pretty big, man. He looks huge in this clip.
Yeah, he was at the PFL. I think Tyson was there and Ngannou was there. And Ngannou told him he looked fucking fat.
he looked a little flabby.
Yeah, he's not solid. But again, also recovering from surgery. So you're not going to be 100%. He's probably 70 right there. He's not in fight shape for sure.
No.
Although, didn't he spear someone a couple weeks ago?
Yes. Like
a rugby player? Yeah.
He's in rugby shape, not in UFC shape.
Yeah, no. And I saw there was Tyron Woodley was talking. I think he posted this on his Instagram. He was saying he's got a boxing match against Manny Pacquiao later this year.
Really? Are they even the same weight class?
Pacquiao is 146.
I was going to say, is he like...
fucking Woodley's probably 190 by now, if not 200. So how Pacquiao's the fuck are they doing that?
45 years old for Pacquiao.
Yeah, it just it doesn't make sense. And Woodley trying to get another payday to get knocked out.
Of course. UFC 303. They just announced is set for June 29th during the International Fight Week in Vegas. So right now I don't have any announcements as far as who's going to be on that card, but it's happening.
What is it? The date again?
June 29th.
That might be John Jones territory.
You think so?
Yeah, he's got to be June or July.
Okay.
Because I know they have a lot of empty events on their website. Like they've announced events, but
there's nothing on them.
TBD versus TBD.
Yeah, 303s like that, which I think is in July. Then there's a couple of smaller cards, similar things. There's just not much happening. I don't know if where 302 is going to land, but
I don't know. It's weird because then not this weekend, but next weekend is 299. So then,
yes,
like, now we're getting into some fucking good shit. 299, 300. Mm-hmm. And then I saw Cowboy Cerrone was on a podcast. He was talking about he'd fought Conor McGregor and he said he only got paid $200,000 for that fight when they headlined. And that pay per view did 1.3 million. Pay-per-view wise.
Jesus.
So is that fair?
No. Not at all. No, is that all the money he disclosed and he got more? Or is that just all he got?
Well, I don't know if he got backroom or shit, but his understanding and his thought process was basically, listen, I signed an X amount of fight deal. That's what I agreed to, and that's what I'm doing. I'm not the guy to go in there and say, oh, I'm doing this and I'm going to fucking renegotiate. But I almost feel if you're the main event and you're the B side, you should get a portion of the pay-per-view also. Maybe it doesn't hit your salary straight up. Maybe you keep your contract. But if it's a main event fight, and maybe even if you're the co-main event, you get a cut of the pay-per-view. But you shouldn't get all of that cut. So, like, the A-side fighter, like Conor McGregor, should get the lion's share of that. So maybe he gets 75%, and maybe the B-side guy gets 25%. But he gets a taste. Like, he should get a taste, for sure. He is also Conor's definitely going to sell a million pay-per-view buys, but Cowboy is going to add the 300,000, for sure. Like, there's name draw for both guys. Obviously, Conor more. Cowboy, not as much, but there's got to be some fairness, right?
I think so. And I don't know how that works as far as that kind of thing goes, but not smart on his part, I think. I get the nobility in it, but dude, like, you're putting your body on the line and you gotta, I hope he got something extra or somebody wrote him a check for something just to be like, here you go.
And where's his manager in this? Because if you have a fucking manager and you're fighting Conor McGregor, how the fuck are you not getting paid? Because I know Nate got paid out the ass.
There's no way he shouldn't make $1 million fighting a fight like that.
Exactly. When you're fucking headlining against Conor, fuck off. Million minimum, mm-hmm. for sure. Because that's a once in a lifetime fight, right? Fuck.
Exactly.
It's tough. What else has happened?
Well, I got something off the beaten path.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, I bring to you a new sport which has taken the world by storm.
Nice.
Ice football. So check this out.
So what I'm trying to figure out is, do they have shoes that have spikes on them?
No, no spikes. They're just wearing sneakers because
he was taking really short runs.
He took a doink off the thing. I mean, there's people in attendance here. You can watch him right here running.
Yeah, get it, brother. He's not running very far.
Look at that.
Motherfucker. I want to see someone get drilled, though.
It almost looks like they're wearing bowling shoes. You know, here's a botched.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, my God.
I mean,
does anybody get drilled? Like, I haven't seen a tackle yet.
There you go. Here's not really. I think it's hard to get momentum going to get a tackle. You know
well,
what I mean?
You should be throwing a hip check.
Something.
You should be trying to skate and then hip check this motherfucker.
There he goes. Oh, damn. He got him. I think it's just hard to get any sort of momentum going.
Yeah, you can't get any traction. That's the problem.
So it's like, remember that football game? I don't know if you had this when you were kids, the little magnet guys, and you turn it on, it would vibrate and they would just go everywhere.
It was chaos. Yeah.
That's what this looks like. Reminds
me. No rhyme, no reason.
No.
I saw Anthony Pettis, apparently. He's working kids' birthday parties now.
What?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
So he's your pinata breaker. You just get him to come over and he's like, I'm Showtime!
Bam.
Probably didn't even work across the phone microphone. I'll have to do it quieter. I'm Showtime. Yes. Mike likes to cut me out when I go too loud.
Oh, I heard you.
Okay, you hear me, but then on the recording when I play it, I get cut out a lot because I'm a little loud sometimes.
Oh, imagine I think that's a Zoom setting. You got to turn that off. I think it's like a checkbox somewhere. Not check now, because it might.
Yeah. I'm not going to sit here for 2 hours.
It might ruin everything. But I think there's a checkbox somewhere in audio. I'm not sure where.
When I edit the show, I'll remember that because you've just told me, and then I'm like, oh yeah, I'll look at that. I get cut off 2 or 3 times a show.
So I'm thinking, what else do I have? I have lots of videos and there's a lot of KOs and weird shit. So I don't know.
Yeah, I have a lot of shit left, but go ahead. We'll just trade off.
So here's a no holds bar fight. And I know you'd be a fan of this because we're going to see the things you've always asked for, right?
Oh, yeah.
He just drops him, and then he's like, eat some stomps. Eat some kicks to the head.
See?
Eat some of this.
Yeah, I like soccer kicks, but I don't like stomps. I don't know. That
guy's pumped up. No stomps for you?
Yeah, stomp I don't like. I like soccer kicks, though.
Too dangerous on the stomp?
It seems ghetto. But a soccer kick seems okay to me. Like, there's a difference between a stomp and a soccer kick. But, yeah. Feel like the soccer kick, and I like how he was working the body with the soccer kick.
He was,
and then he worked the head too. Did you see Chuck Liddell took a little spill?
No.
Yeah, it's kind of unfortunate. He was on like one of those Lamborghini boats. It's not Connor's because I think Connor has a red one. This is from TMZ Sports, but apparently he's up on the boat and he's just hanging out. I don't know who these guys are, and nope.
Oh damn, he fell right
we
off.
We lost
the boat.
Chuck. Fuck. I wanna fuck Chuck.
What the hell?
Yeah, and everyone's scrambling, like, we gotta get to the back of the boat.
That is a giant boat.
There's Chuck. Oh shit, we can't get Chuck in. Chuck's stuck.
He's too big.
Chuck's stuck. What the fuck, Chuck?
Come on, Chuck. It's that belly.
Yeah, he went down like crazy over here. You think he'd have balance, but he went down like an old man. I don't like this.
Like, whoa,
I don't
here
like
we go,
this.
Here we go.
Oh, man. That's brutal. You'd think he'd have more balance, but, you know, boats are funky. I'm not going to give him shit.
No.
It was like when we went fishing on Lake Michigan, didn't both of us get seasick? And
I did not feel well. I knew something was up because you just stopped talking. You didn't say, you're just like making facial expressions and just, you looked in intense focus. I was like,
yeah, I'm just trying not to throw up because like, it was real choppy out.
It was
and
bad.
I don't know. I think we were on a 3-hour tour.
It was long, 4 or 5 hours. I think you guys booked it. It was,
maybe
yeah.
It was four. It was brutal. It was so rough.
It made me feel like shit for like a whole day. That night I was just like, I'm done. I can't.
Yeah, it was tough.
I can't do anything.
Yeah, and then I had to cook. Yeah, I think we all cooked because I think you made the potatoes. I was doing the salmon and whatever other fish we cooked.
The meal was delicious. It was really good.
Yeah.
And then Brian had too much fun and it couldn't talk. He was just like, comatose. You're
like, oh my God, he's retarded. Great.
What
now
happened?
What are we going to do? Okay, don't take those edibles ever again. Anyway.
Speaking of retarded, here's you can appreciate this. Here's a little video I found. Check this out. The ref jumps in and was like, no.
What the shit was that guy going
like,
for?
I don't know, but he was going to throw the hammer.
Double skull fuck.
The hammer's looking one more time.
That's
the
not legal,
like,
brother.
I don't think you can do that, can you?
You can, but the guy was already KO'd. That would be like Dan Henderson doing that to Michael Bisping.
I know, crazy.
I'd kind of like to see that.
We celebrate him for that, though.
That's his logo. I appreciate that. Did you see, I think we talked about this before, but Cyborg and Holly Holm are training together.
Ooh.
Cyborg posted some pictures, which is weird because she's fighting Kayla Harrison, so I don't know why you would want to train with Cyborg. Different skill set.
Wow.
But, you know, it's always fun to see two ladies top of their game going after it.
Yeah.
You know, Cyborg's trying to shoot takedowns and Holly Holm's stuffing them. Like stuffing that.
Stuff that baby.
Yep. That's UFC 300, Holly Holm and Kayla Harrison.
So. What else do I got? Steven Seagal training with Pereira. You see this?
No.
I don't know how Seagal looks like all of
700 pounds.
700 pounds. He's training with them.
I love his jet black hair, by the way.
I mean, it looks like it's painted on. Look at how big he freaking
and
is.
His widow's peak.
Yes.
Holy shit. How old is that motherfucker? He's got to be like 70.
He's old, but he's trying to stay young.
I need to know. I gotta look it up. Oh, he's not even the first Steven that shows up. He's second behind Steven Spielberg. He's 71. I guess I can't begrudge the man for 71. He's got a beautiful goatee.
He does. I got more KOs. I'll keep what you do. I'll kick it back to you.
Okay. Bryce Mitchell. He said, y'all ever seen a chicken coop MMA cage? The pigs are going to live underneath it.
What the fuck? Okay.
Yeah, UFC sure. fighter. He's a little hee-haw. That's all good.
What in the hell?
I got a few tweet of weeks, and then we can go to KO of the week.
Sure.
Okay. Let me open all these because they're all kind of related. Hopefully it's not all videos that are going to keep playing. Because when I open shit, it likes to just, whoa. We got to go no sound because shit is sounding off. Here we go. All right. Little tweet of the week. And we'll start with this. This guy says, UFC alien, how ass is Mackenzie Dern? He's talking about her striking.
Nice.
It's striking. And then this one, Mr. Testosterone Estrogen. Joe Rogan getting in there. Huh? Give us your thoughts.
Good Lord.
And then since we did her so dirty, let's let her flex out on us. Kenzie Dern.
In great shape.
Posing out. Give us a little bicep shot. We need a bicep. Kenzie's not listening.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Yeah, she's fit. She's ready to do work. Let's do some KO of the week.
Yeah, here I have a women's KO from Fight Pass over the weekend. Tina Black, I believe is her name. So check this out. She's putting some work in. They're going for it. Oh, nasty.
Yeah. Oh,
you know,
she was face down, ass up while she was standing. And then she went face first down.
We don't see those too often in women's MMA, but man, they were going for it.
Yeah. I had a fucking, I got to open up a different file here. Hang on.
Take your
time. Here it is. Hey, it's good because I'm naming my emails to myself. So this fucking poor guy, this is KO of the week, but it starts with a leg kick KO. So this guy got leg kicked and it put a dent in his fucking leg.
Good Lord.
Look at that. And that's what won the fight. That almost looks like his calf from the other side. So he took that and then he tapped out.
Wow.
Look at that shit. Oh.
I feel like he exploded something.
Yeah, yeah. It ain't good.
Not good.
It ain't good.
That's impressive.
Yep. And how about some celebration of the week? I haven't done this. So okay. This odd one. Or unless you have some more KOs.
No more KOs.
Okay. I'm going to turn my sound off. Okay. So I don't know what this guy was going for. So I'm going to guess he gets the KO here. And then I'm going to try a backflip but I don't have wings. So there's that one side, but then there's an alternate angle from the cage.
Yeah.
Oh, hang on. That was turboed out on me. He's like, bah, 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 bah.
You just didn't have it. You
recognize it. No, and then he's like, I'm just going to roll around then.
I'm so embarrassed. I'm going to make it more weird.
Yeah. I'm going to make this. Oh, see, now I got it. I figured it out.
Guy has a lot of energy. Good guy.
Sure does. Anyway. Right into Knowledge. You got a little Knowledge, unless you got anything else.
I got, what do I have here? I have some Knowledge from 1 second.
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, I present to you Keanu in many different roles. So here he is as Batman.
Okay. I'm okay with this. Forrest Gump. Dark Knight.
I don't know.
I'm not okay with that. That doesn't even look like him.
This one is a stretch. Here, Lord of the Rings, Keanu.
Okay.
Here he is, Keanu. Now, this one weirded me out, right? What's freaking Harry Potter, right?
Yeah, yeah. But he doesn't have the scar.
Home Alone, Keanu. Still does. No, he does not.
That doesn't look like him at all.
I don't think so either. This one's a good one. Indiana Jones, Keanu. I feel like we need to do this. Like, this is pretty good.
I'm buying into that.
I'm a fan. And then Iron Man, Keanu.
You can't beat Robert Downey Jr.
Pirates. He looks more like that Benedict Cumberbatch than Keanu.
Yeah.
But right there.
The AI is not working well. And here.
Keanu Bond, Keanu.
I could see it, but
Rocky, that's... Keanu.
It looks more like Wolverine.
And then this is Sound of Music, Keanu, and that's it, I think. So
yeah. That's wild. That AI is wild.
It's really wild.
My Knowledge. So some female fighter got choked this weekend. She got the piss choked out of her.
Literally?
Literally. So, you could see, I don't know, kind of choke. She got like a bulldog choke or some shit.
It looks bad. Looks like she's going to break her neck.
And this guy's pointing. He's like, you can start to see a little piss here. And then as soon as she goes out, big wet spot. So I don't know if she just pissed there or she's squirting all over. Did you see that there?
I did. I saw that. Good Lord.
There's a massive puddle. I mean, we've seen everything. You can see the little glow. But good for her.
I mean,
sometimes you got to make it happen.
Yeah.
You got to make it rain.
It's all good.
I like she to got, make it rain like
she
this.
Got excited, right? It's all good.
Good in the hood.
Mm-hmm.
Shut down.
All righty. Well, that has been this week's edition of MMA Nooks. My name's Ingo Weigel.
Matt Griffith, thanks for playing.